SEN.
Well, the Saints have rebounded strongly after they got a bit of a touch-up against the Magpies at the MCG. They've bounced back with two really good wins. They find themselves in the top four, yes, and they're heading to Noosa. What are you laughing at?
Well, do you think he'd be lathered up this morning? Would he have the slip-slop-slap on this morning, do you think?
Lathers?
Gary? Yeah.
Simon Lethlean, who is the St Kilda Chief Operating Officer, probably had a little spray tan yesterday, I would have thought, before he heads up to Noosa. He joins us on the line. Welcome, Lethers.
Boys, how are you?
We're going very... Tim's just laughing at some of his own work here. He's enjoying his own stuff today. Hey, these times are unbelievable. What? Just to talk us through and give our listeners some idea about the logistical challenges that you've had to face to try and get yourself up to Noosa. You touched down last night. Everyone went up, we believe.
You've got the whole crew here, which is great. It was all a rush. But in the end, we played Thursday, so less rush than others, I suppose. So I brought the whole squad. There's a few players with families that have come along, and look, we're very lucky. We've got the whole of a resort to ourselves. It's been under construction up here, so it's sort of been closed. So they've opened for us, and we're into it. We've got a 5-game tour, and we're looking to win as many games as we can. So it's exciting. We've got a young group, Gary and Tim, so lots of the boys are excited. You know, it's been a shutdown period back home where lots of those guys haven't seen each other properly, so everyone's excited to be around each other, so it's good.
So a lot of our listeners would relate with Noosa. They would have been up there probably holidaying, or some would at some stage. Just whereabouts are you, and where are you going to be doing your training?
So we're at the RSCV resort at Noosa. And I guess, for the first 14 days, we can't leave here apart from going to training. So we're training at a combination of the Noosa footy ground and the AFL precinct there at Maroochydore, so that's about a 40-minute drive away, and Noosa's just around the corner. But we can't leave the gates here for the first 14 days, which is heavily quarantined, and obviously for a number of reasons, but one of the main reasons being we're flying to Adelaide on day 15 to play the Crows, and then flying back the next day. So it's all pretty strict, but as I said, it's a great environment to be in if it's going to be in a lockdown. So it's good, but it's strict, which is good.
Hey, Lethers, all clubs are travelling with different size parties. Who pays if there's extras? I mean, does the AFL say, look, we're going to pay for 70 or 80, or how does all that work?
No, the AFL's been unbelievable. I mean, I guess insofar as getting the season away, if we don't get games away, it costs a lot more than a travelling party. So they've been pretty clear that everyone is welcome. So the AFL puts the bill for accommodation and the meals here and everything else. And everything that a football club needs, we pack into the plane and everything else. But if there's things you haven't been able to do, they've been extremely helpful in making sure that we're set up to run a professional football club. So I couldn't speak more highly of some of the AFL staff that have been put in to run these hubs. They are working around the clock and nothing's too much trouble.
And what about the travel? I know that you're not hours and hours away from down on the Gold Coast, but the traffic and that type of thing, was that a consideration in all this, being up there at Noosa as opposed to being down on the Gold Coast or Brisbane or around Brisbane?
Well, look, I think they could only fit so many into the right sort of environment. I mean, I think there's 5 or 6 clubs on the Gold Coast, and some of those clubs I think are in, not quite resort style. So it's there's a downside to being here insofar as we'll travel a bit further to games. I think our first game is Gold Coast at 12:30 on a Saturday. We'll have to head off from here pretty early on a bus, but it's West Coast travel 10 times, for 4 hours sometimes in a plane. Victorians don't travel much, so it's not a big deal. The main thing is we've got a great environment. We've got all our players here. We've got the staff that could make it, and it's game on. I'm standing here in the sun now. I'm assuming it's raining down in Melbourne, so we're pretty happy.
Got your shirt off or not?
Yeah, I only bought singleton shorts, so I'll be doing all media by phone just to keep the fans happy. No, no, it's business as usual, Gary. I'm in sort of chino and shirt as usual.
Tell me, what about the dietitian and that sort of stuff from a food point of view? Have you taken someone up with you, or is that organised when you get there?
I left my personal dietitian at home. I didn't think it was appropriate to bring. We've got our dietitian. We're actually really lucky. We've got our nutrition specialist on our staff, but she hasn't been part of the 30 that has had access to our training venue. But she has had match day access. But because a couple of others couldn't make it, got babies coming in light, she's actually come up here, which is unbelievable because she can actually. Just liaise with the venue for the first couple of weeks. Now she's got kids and the like, so she'll, it's school holidays, but she's made the sacrifice to come for at least the first 2 weeks just to oversee the snack bar and all the meals and stuff. So, yeah, Ellie's here, which is fantastic. So she's liaising with the venue about, breakfast, lunch, dinner and obviously match day stuff. So, yeah, we're very fortunate.
We're just trying to ask the questions that maybe our listeners have got for you, so they might sound a bit silly, but when you're winning, you're happy to hang around together. I mean, that's just life. Everyone's can't get enough of it, and you want to go to meetings. When you're losing, it's not so much. So hopefully that you keep winning. You've got two really winnable games with the Dockers and the Crows, but is there a chance, is there space to get away from each other should you need to, just to have some of your own time?
There's not much space around the resort to get away from each other, we're focusing on a five-test series here and to win as many of those games as we can. So we'll certainly put space in the schedule. It sounds a bit sort of a bit too organised. We'll put space in the schedule to make sure that those with kids can appropriately catch up with their families on the phone and FaceTime and stuff, and we'll certainly put space in the schedule for free time. I think things will be different after the first 2 weeks when we can actually go down to the beach or go get a coffee. Hastings Street's pretty well, I'd imagine, Gary. But we, at the moment, there's no cars here, there's no buses, we can't get out except for training. There's not much getting away from each other. So, the likes of Dan Hennaby are in rooms by themselves by request from 44 other guys. But we'll find a way then after the first 14 days to, share vans in our groups and go get a coffee and use the beach for a swim and everything else. But for the first little while, it was a bit of a loving.
Talking to Simon Lethland, the St Kilda Chief Operating Officer. Leathers, after this 5-week period, what's your expectation right now? Is it that you'll go back and have like a bye, or do you think that you'll be on the road again after this 5-week block?
I don't reckon we've got any. I reckon I had expectations 2 weeks ago about us going to a hub, and honestly, based on how the environment in Victoria is going, I don't think the AFL know what round 11 looks like. I reckon they've got half an idea about round 8, 9 and 10, but there's no way in the world they'd tell you because that will change. I just think we're ready for a 5-game block. And then we'll sort of do what we're told, but we hope that we get a chance to reconnect with our families back home and sort of reassess after that.
And talking about reassessing, Dan Hannanbury too, what's the assessment on his injury at the moment? Another soft tissue for him?
Yeah, he's got a, I'll try not to get too technical, he's got a little nick in his hamstring. It's not a bad one. I reckon given his history, it'll be, a couple of weeks. No more than that. So it's not a bad one, but it's enough to disrupt him for a couple of weeks.
And quickly, just Zach Jones before we let you go.
Yeah, Zach's good. He's, I reckon, if he had been playing Thursday like we were going to be, he's going to be a stretch. But I think he'll be a test, obviously. But he's looking pretty good. He's off for a run in about half an hour at Noosa. And I think if I was a betting man, I reckon he's ready to go.
Great news. Great news for the club. They're going beautifully, and I think you're in your perfect environment up there. You'll be well-suited, and hopefully the club can thrive and the wins keep coming.
Yeah, thanks, mate. I'll send a photo of the spray tan if you like and keep you updated.
Simon Lethwaite, Chief Operating Officer for the St Kilda Footy Club. Going beautifully, they are, and top four at the minute.
Yeah, no, going along nicely, Gary. I've never been able to afford to go to Noosa. What's up there? Can you just tell me and all the other listeners out there that can't afford to go to Noosa what we might find if we get there?
20 years since I've been there, Wisp, so I'm not the one to ask you ask either. It's not my cup of tea. A reminder, caller of the year could win a brand new Toyota Kluger GX two-wheel drive. Download the My Toyota app today and book your next service online. News headlines, questions without notice, not far away.